Pathways on republicbroadcastingnetwork.org. It's November 4, 2012. This is a live show, and the call-in number is 800-313-9443, and the email directly to me is kwhei@sbcglobal.net. Hello, everybody. We have a lot of good listeners out there that have reminded me of various subjects and things that they have on their mind. Many of them we're going to try to cover today. I noticed that on Friday there was a notification to me from a British court and also out of a New Zealand court concerning the $85 million settlement on a jury trial that lasted about 3 weeks concerning 12 Oregon soldiers who guarded an oil field water plant in Afghanistan and in Iraq. And this is, of course, from their contamination from the sodium disulfides and the process of chloramine, which they used. Chloramine caused health damage, which I wrote in 2004, and is on the homepage of RBN. You go to the columnist area and click on archives, and then go to my name, and then click that, and then you have the chloramine caused health damage. And it's been translated in 4 foreign languages, and I was unaware that in the decipher brief in the British court, where the processes of quotations from chloramine caused health damage. And I think I presented that case of Iraq in the process of the contamination of the 5 major trihexates in the chloramine and the process, because the military was building 12 chloramine plants in Afghanistan in the process of Iraq, because their long-term goal was to really mine the country of Afghanistan for minerals, and so they wanted water to be able to work that through. $85 million, of course, for each one of them. But, of course, they've got Bardella's syndromes, neurological problems. But I'm glad that we had a small hand in that, and we presented that case in 2007 on RBN. We'll see you at the other end of the break.
If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America.
GetPreparedExpo.com.
Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds.
Springfield, Missouri.
GetPreparedExpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits.
With instructors.
RBN's Vincent Finelli.
From USA Prepares.
Plus, the freeze-dry guy. Jeff Olson. Dr. Norman Shealy. Matt Stein. Dr. Joel Wallach. Larry Pratt. John Moore. Lisa Bedford. Marjorie Wildcraft.
And 50 more.
GetPreparedExpo.com. November 3rd and 4th.
Download coupon flyers.
And $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds.
Springfield, Missouri.
If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Yes, indeed. This is Barker Pathways, and I wanted to mention on the lawsuit that was presented as because it was American soldiers and British soldiers that were guarding the water plants in Afghanistan and Iraq. It's the reason this comes home to you directly is because we've had. 6.5 years of Parker Pathways, as I've told you, the social plan, the development of the decrease of population by putting sterilants in the drinking water, which is part of Obama's czar, John Holdren, suggestion, which was promulgated even with Paul Ehrlich in the eco-science plan for the decimation of 85% of the population of the Earth. And this is still part of Obama's science and technology policy, which has been implemented and integrated in Obamacare. And when you see the implementation of various things, you take the Sandy hurricane damage that has occurred and the terrible things that have happened. There's all forms of contaminated water. There's questionable food. There's toxic molds, and 3 molds that have yet to be deciphered as to what they are, I've seen flash microscopic examinations being sent to me to see if I know what they are, and at the moment I do not know what they are, and the whole implementation, for instance, of FEMA being involved in this promulgation of the fact that FEMA will help. But the whole thing is that the water's contaminated, and with antibiotic resistance bacteria, and as I've been told, that we're dealing with Clostridium difficile, we have Salmonella and E. coli, which you kind of expect that, but you also have two break-off species of Acinetobacter baumannii, and which is very, very lethal. In fact, you could have that bacteria as a bioterrorist weapon. And I've done a lot of work on the immune system and the process of developing these things. So I'm working like two phones today. So to do the show for the wonderful listeners in RBN and Parker Pathways, which I'm glad to do, and I've taken this liberty of exposing the fact of the concept that when the folks in these disastrous areas that have been affected have talked to FEMA, and they say, well, you go fill the paperwork out and send it to your insurance company, and if they don't, if they don't cover what it is, well, then we'll talk with you. Well, these people are wading in water. Their homes are decimated. And the other thing, too, the reason you have the process of several antibiotic-resistant bacteria involved in the water in the whole system is that that's what is in the infrastructure of the United States. And the process is a lot of these places in the history of New York and the process of Staten Island and the other areas were not there 150 years ago when this same kind of hurricane system appeared. So you have forms of bacteria in the process of it and that mutate. And so these folks had lost their homes burned down, they have the process of the whole infrastructure they're working through. And so the bacteria have their world, you might say, in another semantic way. So there is quite a bit of arrogance on the part of the government in terms of what they say they do and what they don't do and what they won't work with. That's because they don't have the money. The money cut came. I'll have that in the next hour. But the whole point is that the process of this is not just something which was started out of a vacuum. If you remember, when I started on RBN, I talked about and I wrote the two paragraphs, which should be a constitutional amendment in the United States of America, that we have a right to vote on our food, our water, and our medical protocols. We should have the concept of a science and technology grand jury, which we don't have in our legal system. At the same time, we have vaccine courts to determine the what's called the peso quasi liability on vaccine courts on bogus theories about how vaccines work and how they're working you through. How are people now? Let's just talk about the division as we speak. Right now, there are approximately estimated 3.5 million people that need some form of vaccine within the concept of the Sandy hurricane disaster. Now, how do you determine the process of who lives and dies and the cost effectiveness of the council and the Obamacare? How do you do that? And that's what's going on as we speak. Now, if you want to play in this sandbox, the fact of the Obamacare as it sets up on the competitive effectiveness council within Health and Human Services to make those decisions, many of those immunological systems are not being promulgated because of the determination of the what I call this a table of risk and the diagnostic codes of which you make your diagnosis. So let's say that you are a person who's lost your home, you have a flood out, you've been washed out, and this covers. Also, this goes all the way back in Louisiana. If you go in Louisiana and some places with the Katrina losses, you'll find that many of those places haven't been refurbished FEMA trailers still sit there, and the whole problem, you can have a good photo op, you can talk about it all you want. The fact is that the government has not told you that, which I'm going to tell you right now, that there's approximately 600,000 people on the roof. I know I can have the exact figure. 6,1704 who have died related in the cause and effect relationship to Katrina plus all of the two other disasters that have occurred from the process of storms, weather, breaking of dams, and the rest of it. Now, in the layout, it is called the layout of schedule on the docket, three federal district courts are the process by people who are filing amicus curiae briefs, as I do, in terms of which I did in the Camp Lejeune case of chloramine causing abortions of the wives of the Marines in Camp Lejeune, which, by the way, had occurred 12 years before I came on air. So the whole thing is that these folks who want to tear down dams, they want to change river and riparian rights and water law, which I've talked about on many of my shows. Where do you think the wording comes from in the process of who determines who receives medical care and who the process is a part of the Agenda 21, word for word, which is written in Obamacare? Now, I know there's a presidential election concept that's coming up, which is very important, but I've said it on the past five programs. People are not talking about what needs to be talked about because, one, they may not understand it, they don't want to hear about it, and they say, well, I'm glad of Obamacare because I got more than I had before. But you did it at the price of somebody else's life, fella. And the whole thing comes down to the fact that the determination of how you determine risk in terms of how much a human being is worth. When I started on air, the process of the value of a human being in the carbon footprint was based upon the reference man data from France. It came out to $940,000. That's how much a human life is worth. Today, as we speak on air, and the determination is made, human life is worth $1.2 million. That is the composite of the carbon footprint, the reference concept of how you develop risk of care in terms of whom you see, and how the diagnosis is made. And remember what I was talking about. And in terms of the thing, how do you implement in the process of this to make it work? Well, I think the answer is right in front of us. If you look at the volunteerism of the United States of America for the people in New York and Florida and the other states, which is there's some spots in Tennessee and Kentucky which are very important, it's the people that have volunteered. It's the process of the human spirit to rise up and work it through. To me, it's not just helping people that are in need. It's a question of a philosophical difference between it's night and day. It's night and day. I have seen a button from the Democratic National Convention, a button which says, "Do you have black, you'll never go back." Well, it's a different version in the process of what black on white. Now, what I'm saying is the fact is this. It's gotten to the point where we need to change it around white on black. And the whole thing is, and I'm saying that because there are things about the process of this whole business of philosophical differences, that life is worth more than the process of the implementation of social redistribution of wealth. And I'm not being political when I say that. But when you have antibiotic resistance bacteria of which no one will want to admit to because of liability, you have a problem in the culture. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443. Showtime.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Worker Pathway. For those of you that are not aware of this thing I mentioned earlier about vaccine courts, these courts are under the Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, which are run by administrative judges. And each court has a separate jurisdiction over the forms of vaccines. In other words, if you have the process of, for instance, in the Sandy Hurricane situation, you'd have to make a claim within the process. There's the claims against vaccine manufacturers are of course they're heard first in the vaccine court, and then you have, for instance, if you have a bogus concept of autism-related claims as a result of vaccines, which, by the way, have been paid out as it stands right at the moment. It's $1.7 billion paid out, not because autism and vaccine-related, is the fact that the lower payout for the companies because of the large jury awards that have been given to some claimants for diphtheria and pertussis and tetanus vaccines. And by the way, they admit that it's based on bogus science in terms of the fact that the vaccine never came close to what was happening with those particular vaccines. So There's only one case, and that was in 2008, that the government conceded that a child who had what's called a pre-existing, they're called mitochondrial disorders, these are autism-like symptoms, appeared at the same time the child was vaccinated. But the whole point is that it didn't take long for the government, after Sandy, hurricane, to place an order out for the executive order for the vaccine courts that there would not be any hearings on any of these antibiotic-resistant bacteria that are in the contaminated area of the disaster in New York or Florida or New England or New Jersey. So just mentioning this, and of course the model for the vaccine court is really based upon the concept of Agenda 21, the United Nations control of the process. Let me read you the word-for-word situations. In Obamacare, Title I, subsection, and I read this on air before this became law. In fact, I did not know when I was reading the sections on my show on RBN before this became law, where Nancy Pelosi said later, well, you have to sign it to know what's in it, in the Affordable Care Act. And you have nurses who are today, as we speak, who are striking in hospitals because of the fact that they want to be able to get more money for the process. Nothing wrong with that. But the hospitals are saying, well, we don't have the money for that because we have to implement to upgrade for Obamacare. Well, what they're talking about is the electronic medical record and the process of information technology. Well, what do you think Obamacare is about? The Patient Protection and Affordable Act of 2010. It's a process of agreement and termination of the process of vaccines and the control of the disease state. Now, you have Section 2713 in Title I of Obamacare, and it's a process of the insurance companies, quote, must cover preventive services recommended, and the health plans shall not impose any cost-sharing requirements. So that means that the government has complete control of the finances of all the processes. Now, the Section 2717 is written right out of Agenda 21, which is the process you can make a case for the inclusion of all vaccines, especially the adult vaccines, focusing on the health outcomes and preventing hospital readmissions. Well, the whole point of patient dumping, which was promoted by Michelle Obama and Ms. Jared, who surround Obama in the White House, in the process where they had their patient dumping system in Chicago. The wording for that in the process is in Section 2707. And the idea behind this is the insurance coverage will ensure that coverage includes the essential benefits package as determined by Section 1302 of Agenda 21. Now, you take the process. How does that fit within the process of the disaster that has occurred from a hurricane on the East Coast and of course the West Coast? Do not think for one minute that the process of this whole presentation of the covering of the healthcare system does not affect this on a global basis. Why do you think Obama signed the America Invents Act and took away our positional right to have first to conceive an idea to be the effective filing date of an idea, particularly for medical devices? Why do you think that Obamacare taxes of medical devices, such people as myself who invent things in that genre? It's because of the control of the benefit exchanges within Obamacare of Section 1131. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within 3 stones' throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wayne Parker, and we have a caller, Wes from Idaho. Is it Idaho?
Correct.
Hello, Wes.
Yeah, I sent you an email about a week ago. I was not sure where you stood on vaccinations. Are you pro-vaccinations or anti-vaccinations?
I have about, on my server, I have 7,040 emails. So I probably didn't get to, it's there somewhere. Pro or con? Well, first of all, you don't become pro or con on vaccination. The process of vaccination is a very complex subject that is based upon life and death situations.
Yes or no, it's all I want.
No, you're not going to get yes or no. The yes or no, your question is totally legitimate if you're talking about which disease and which vaccine. If you were to ask me about a disease that you think a vaccine will help, and or doesn't help, and then I can lead in and help you in your quest. Be glad to. I've helped invent vaccines, and I can tell you that.
Oh well,
I have absolutely the whole process of. In fact, I'm working on a analysis of a project in terms of what's called the mimic biometric and bioreactive system of vaccine models, because it isn't really well known how vaccines actually work. You take the whooping cough vaccine, for instance. It's made from what's called an acellular pertussis component. It's called DTaP, and it's in the concept of what's called pre-vaccine systems, it's a little weaker than that can attack Bordetella pertussis. And the only reason I'm mentioning whooping cough because that's really very important, because there are a lot of overreactions onto those things. But the whole thing comes down to the chain reaction system for analyzing these vaccines is to try to find the virus. That's why you use polymer chain reactions to determine if the virus is even going to be there. So what's going to happen here in the future, Wes, is to develop what's called a cocooning strategy. It's like vaccinating people who have contact with infants, and to place infant in protection, perhaps 1 or 2 months earlier. So, particularly women who have multiple pregnancies. But the idea is to vaccine a child at a younger age. And of course, there's an argument within that area of medicine as well, where you might overload the infant with too many antigens for that particular disease, which hasn't been really totally proven. So, in answer to your question, you do not have yes or no. Okay. You have vaccine because
okay. Okay, you want to obfuscate and drag this thing out to where I don't have... Do you know you're on RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network?
Beg your pardon?
Do you know that you're being broadcast on Republic Broadcasting Network?
Yes.
Okay, do you know Mary Toko, who has a show there also, or Dr. Rebecca Carley, who also has a show today on Republic Broadcasting Network?
Oh, I have my show, too, and I'm supposed to be interviewing...
I asked you a dumb question!
Listen, Wes. The thing comes down to I'm supposed to be interviewing Mary Toko right now as we speak. She's supposed to be on my program today. So the whole thing comes down to the fact that they have their shows and we have the others. But this is not an argument. This is a question of presenting the process of real world processes of how we have to protect the human organism against bacteria that have mutated, viruses that are changing, and the process, and we have to know the mechanism by which these things work. So don't insult me by saying, am I on RBN? I've been on RBN for 6.5 years. So the thing is that, and I'm more than willing to answer your question, but I don't want to be insulted. So the thing is that I give respect to all these people, and it's not, we're not having a scientific argument with them. You called my show, you have an answer, and I've given you the most highest scientific answer that you can have based upon the state of the art.
Do you know that Edward Jenner, that's the guy that started out the vaccinations, the smallpox vaccination, he bought his degree that he put on the wall? Do you know that?
Jenner... He was very instrumental in the cowpox.
He was the main man behind vaccinations.
When I went to medical school, the whole thing of learning about Jenner was important because it has to do became widespread in England in the terms of the what's called virulation, and it preceded vaccination. It was banned in 1840. Because of various risks, and so Jenner came in. Are you now character assassinating vaccination programs?
I don't have to do that. It'll do it itself. If you're going to have Mary Toko on, oh, man, I am chomping at the bit. Make another cup of coffee. I want to hear you and her go at it, and I'll tell you, I am on her side. I got 25 books on the issues of vaccination. I've been to 6 or 8 seminars to listen about vaccination.
By the way, since you think that you're setting up some kind of adversarial system about medicine, don't get yourself caught in the process of having a closed mind as to how this works. You have Obamacare, which has 5 major sections in Obamacare that will decimate nearly 1/3 of the human population in this country if they were implemented by vaccination. So the thing is that there's a bigger issue that's involved here, Wes. It's not a question of having some academic exercise on air. It's a question of life and the people that have to receive certain vaccinations, but they also have to do it with the idea of the implementation of the correct diagnosis. So that's the basis of it. So I'm glad you called, and I'll do everything I can to answer your email when I get to it. I have to go right now, Wes, but I appreciate your call, and I mean it. And as we go along, we'll be able to see the political deceptions of Obamacare as they unfold, particularly if Obama gets reelected, which will be the implementation of what's called Obama 2. And there you have, as I've talked about in many shows, the idea of how you make the diagnosis for who lives and dies based upon birth. So I've got to go, Wes, but thank you very much for calling. Good, thank you. The whole process of another what's called an implementation of the beginning of the show, I was talking about the lawsuit that occurred from Kelly Brown and Root, which had been spun off from Halliburton in April 2007. And when you place in the fact of the water and its implementation of how you make delivery of various sterilants in the drinking water to decrease the population, you do it in terms of implementation of the trihalomethanes in the water itself. You take this last caller did not mention pertussis, but I did because that's one of the areas of where there's a lot of competition. But if you were to take a position and stand back and just think about what the law case was, which was a process of taking into the addition of chloramine into the drinking water, there is an element which is called broform. And broform can occur from the chlorinated drinking water. And, of course, there are doctors within the New York area that say, well, put bleach in your water and then, you know, drink it. And, of course, even on the process of the new mothers on national TV, not anymore, I think it was yesterday, was a process they said, well, I've already lost one baby from that process and I'm not going to do it again. and as they were interviewed on national TV. But the idea of a cancerous agent, a probable helicarcinogen, bromiform is a what's called a group 2. It's a toxicological profile of bromiform, which is used as a sedative and a cough suppression agent, which has been used in water system. The available human cancer study, a positive correlation between bromiform in the drinking water and the incidence of several cancer types, of which I don't have time to go into. A lot of them have to do with the liver and kidney injury, the normal brain activities being altered. The idea of vaccine connection with the process of the bromiform is a way of changing what's called the vapor pressure of bromiform in the drinking water, and the idea of the processes by which the chemical synthesis of carcinogenic agents with sedatives in the drinking water can change the process of the gene structures for making sperm. And this I expose in the government's work because the public didn't know about it, and they did that 6.5 years ago. The United Nations has specifically made a point of trying to suppress that information, and in terms of the use of bromiform. But now, of course, we have the case of the Kelly Brown and Root case of the Afghanistan injuries and Iraqi injuries to the people who were guarding the water plants in the other countries. So it is now going to be the next step. If Obamacare can, on a certain sections of Obamacare, can be altered based upon the implementation of how the medical care system can be handled in terms of the implementation of vaccine protocols. And I, of course, will present another amicus curiae brief to the federal court in terms of the vaccine courts, which you have your rights taken away in the vaccine courts on implementation of international law. So, in other words, you have international law covering the process of your care being manifested in the use of various inoculations. So, and then, of course, you have the Federal Employees Compensation Act, where the smallpox vaccine was provided by an employer should have a different rating, which is called the CA1 and the CA16. So these injury codes have been changed by Obamacare to comply with the international compulsory laws. So that is another real-world implementation of this, which will be coming out as to who will receive immunity and who won't. And so you can also see this, that the under Obamacare, an insurance company can come into your place of work and take your blood to see if your blood work has the proper biochemical panel to determine your carbon footprint in your workplace. In the vault of these questions of being able to go into your workplace without warrant is also the idea of finding out and saying they have the little sheet there of what vaccinations have you taken? And of course, you know, you check off, and you feel that that's an innocent questionnaire, which is on its face it used to be. So you check off your also, you know, your childhood vaccines and that sort of thing. So the idea that you don't realize that, of course, let's say that you're over 70. Well, let's say that you're at say, age 68. Let's take that one because that's where that little window is in there. There are two types of pulmonary vaccines with different strains. If you're age 68, you get one. If you're age 70, you get the other. I don't need to tell you on your life expectancy after the second one. We'll come back at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker. We only have a few minutes left in the first hour, and I want to make sure I get the caller Irene from California. Irene?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure
good morning.
Thing. Yeah, good morning.
I just want to run some things by you. I don't know who it was, the Rothschilds or Rockefellers, but they did buy the encyclopedia. I don't know which brand, but like back in the 1800s, and they changed the vaccination info. It stated how bad they were and not to do it, and they changed it where you know, people are just snowed. And then also I want to relay that the actors and the politicians are related. So this is like an evil bloodline, and they both belong to it. So we got liars and thieves that are closely connected and related. Like Brad Pitt is Obama's cousin, and Joe Biden is Obama's cousin. And it just goes on. I could send you in a genealogy, and I'm God's fool on my email. Also, I wanted to state that what are the five blood dots that a baby, it's taken from a baby at birth? I know that they're looking for cystic fibrosis and possibly sickle cell anemia and, you know, deathly, you know, conditions that can, you know, that run in the family and they can alert the parents. But I know that there's three taken for these diseases, but there's two more. And are those just backup? Or are they, I feel it's kind of satanic. And like you said, you know, Obama's looking and seeing, you know, who we are and what we come from, each individual. Mm-hmm. And then the last statement I want to make is that science has been hijacked just as well as the country's been hijacked. And, you know, we as Christians, we have to see that, you know, we have to get rid of this abortion. We have to stop the war. Or, you know, God is punishing America. We need him. We need totally need him in our lives and in our country.
I only have a couple minutes. I want to make sure that I answer. But stay on there just a minute.
Okay.
Let's take the baby,
baby the dots.
The dots, yeah. There are seven levels of what are called DNA and RNA transcription genes that are being looked for. In fact, the mother usually doesn't even know that the baby's blood is being saved. This is what's first of all, you have the DNA. You have the process of this. In fact, they're doing this to veterans. They call it the Million Partner Veterans Program, where the government is requesting the DNA from veterans because they can get a DNA pool. These are going to be future researches in development of new hybrid humans. Number two, the fact of the cystic fibrosis is being chased because of its gene structure, which is well known, but there isn't any. They want to develop what's called the maximum vaccine. And number three, they have cystic fibrosis with multiple sclerosis. The reason multiple sclerosis is being saved in the DNA bank is that they figured that there are going to be certain people that will survive and others that won't from the neurological disorders. And of course, this is why my exposure, which was used in that big law case, which I didn't realize was happening until Friday, you know, exposing the chloramine in the drinking water, these big plants. And, of course, the others have to do what are called isomers. These are isomer genes for the development of new organ tissues with stem cell research. I'm going to try to answer the other parts of your question on the next hour. But I'm giving you the straight from the horse's mouth, Irene.
Thank you, Doctor. Yes, you are. And God bless you.
God bless you. Yes. Thank you for calling.